With an enormous yellow excavator behind her, Governor Chris Gregoire said it's time to get to work and move past the controversy that's made the tunnel project a lightning rod for years.
We have debated, we have processed, we have voted, we have revoted, but today's the day we're going to get this job done, open up that tunnel and see traffic going and open up this amazing waterfront to the people of this community.
Gregoire said replacing the viaduct is long overdue because it won't withstand a big earthquake. She says the city needs the deep bore tunnel to speed up traffic, move freight more easily, and make downtown more beautiful.
Imagine strolling the shores of Elliott Bay, green grass and trees. Imagine no noise except the cry of a seagull or the hearing a wave.
Gregoire operated the excavator to scoop out the first shovelful of dirt for a hole that will eventually be 80 feet deep. The hole is where the Japanese company Hitachi Zosen will assemble the world's largest diameter tunnel boring machine next year. The machine will start digging the tunnel next summer. Gregoire offered up these words to the tunnel workers.
May the ground be soft, but not too soft. May the job be fun, may it be satisfying, and may it be safe. And bring her home on time and on budget, or better yet, ahead of schedule and under budget. Thank you all and congratulations.
Gregoire said even though she won't be governor when the tunnel's finished, she'll be there for the ribbon cutting at the end of 2015. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.